Well, hey, good morning, North Platte here on FM 98.1 AM 1410. It's Ken Rath back here with you on this Wednesday morning. And happy Wednesday, everyone. Hopefully you're off to a good start. The sun is shining, so that's always a good start. It's supposed to be 60 degrees today, so it should be a beautiful day. But hey, the North Platte City Council were in their council meeting yesterday, and North Platte Mayor Brandon Kelleher joining us here in studio today just to kind of recap the meeting. And Mayor, good morning, and how are we doing on this Wednesday morning?
Well, good morning. Very good. I have my coffee. So I'm in good shape.
Always in good shape. Is the sun out there playing a good factor as well, being a sunny morning?
It is sunny out there, and it doesn't seem to be windy at this point, so I'm enjoying that as well.
I agree with you there 100%. But hey, City Council, I know the last time we didn't have a whole lot, but this time looks like we have a whole list to go through, so let's kind of dive right into it. You know, the skate park, that's always been big. It looks like the design build contract for that skate park might have been up for bids potentially, or just talk about that a bit.
Yes, the city went through a selection process for what's called a design build firm to hire to design and then ultimately build the skate park. We sent out 12 notices for the bids. We had three bidders come back. They had about a 30-day period to bid. And then we put together a selection committee. It had four city staff members and two city council members on it. And that's just to select the firm who's going to design or help design and build the skate park. It was quite a challenging decision, the committee reported to me, because we have a scoring sheet. They do, you know, do we like the designs and how economical was the bid and all that, you know, all those factors sort of build into the selection. And I guess the selection firms were pretty close. And so there was some healthy debate about which firm we should use. All of the firms that we considered have done skate parks across Nebraska. Couple of them have done multiple skate parks across Nebraska, and they seem to all have very good reviews. So we're excited about that. The firm is based in California. We had one citizen, you know, offer his concern about that, and Councilman Lucas brought up the fact that we like to make sure the contracts are resolved using the laws of the state of Nebraska. So we'll be making sure that any contracts are resolved that way, because unfortunately, California likes to make laws that the rest of us don't always agree with. So anyway, we'll be making sure of the contract. But this is a relatively small contract. The cost for designing and building the skate park will be somewhere around $50,000. The actual construction of the skate park will be then roughly $600,000 will be the money expensed into that. Could be a little more, could be a little less, but it'd be right in that vicinity. And this firm says that they can get it done in May of 2025. So we think that's a good attribute.
Quick and easy, but also gives something for the kids to do. It's in May of 2025, so the summer of 2025 should be a good summer for those kids with their skateboards.
That's true. And the skate park committee that we put together, they'll be helping with the actual amenities that are in the skate park. And as we've talked in the past, we want to make sure that we have a skate park that has some features for young people who are just learning to skate. And then we want to make sure that there's at least a couple features for people that are very experienced and they have something to do there. You will not find me out there on a skateboard. I guarantee you. I'm not only am I too old, I was never a skateboarder. Were you a skateboarder?
I was not.
Yeah. Okay. So it takes quite a bit of skill just watching these people do it. I mean, there's no question the balance and everything they have to do. It's impressive to me, but you won't find me out there doing it.
Continuing our conversation with North Platte Mayor Brandon Kelleher, just recapping yesterday's city council meeting, let's kind of dive into the next part, talk about the EMS telehealth program for ambulance care. Talk about that just a little bit.
As you're probably aware, our local firefighter team runs an ambulance service, and the EMS folks that are also firefighters go out and pick up patients all across this area. Of course, many of those are in North Platte, but not all of them. They go as far as Thedford and Mullen to the north, and sometimes east and west as well, and occasionally a little bit south to pick up patients. And when they do that, the patients are, you know, they spend a period of time in the ambulance before they can get to the hospital. And sometimes that's certainly they're very well trained and very well educated in what they can do. But occasionally someone is injured so badly, they really need to have a physician looking at them. And this telehealth service gives an opportunity for the EMS techs to actually point a camera right at the patient so that the physician can physically see the patient. It's not uncommon for them to call into the ER right now, but the physician doesn't have the benefit of actually being able to see the patient. So this is a nice service. It was actually started in South Dakota, because in South Dakota has a lot of wide open spaces like we do here in Nebraska. And it's been a popular service. The state of Nebraska is covering the cost of this for the first year with a grant program. we'll see how successful it is, how well it's used or how much it's used, and then decide whether to continue it after the first year, because it is not inexpensive.
Let's talk about the lease proposal for the peer enforcement, just talk about that just a little bit.
The Pierce Enforcer, a 107-foot aerial apparatus. It's a new ladder truck, is what it is for the fire department. So lots of good stuff for the fire department this week. This device was ordered almost 2 years ago, and the supply chain issues. We knew it was going to be a long time before it showed up, and actually they've improved during the life of the construction of this vehicle, and so we're getting it a little bit earlier than we thought we would. I don't remember. I think we were thinking it would be more like 2.5 years before we saw it, and it'll probably arrive here sometime in the next 30 to 45 days, so we'll actually end up getting it a little less than 2 years. We're very excited about the vehicle it's replacing is over 25 years old. The life of this vehicle should be around 25 years, so we certainly get our money out, which we should, for $1.2 million. What's interesting to note is just the inflation and everything. That truck, if we bought it today, would cost us over $2 million. So it's a good thing we ordered it when we did.
It's crazy how inflation just can makes the right cost of everything. So it's like when you look back, it's like you're thankful you bought it back then before everything just shot up.
Yeah, that's right. The city council definitely showed some wisdom in getting it ordered a couple of years ago. And Dennis Thompson, the fire chief, and the other folks, the fire department, had the forethought to say, you know, we need to get this taken care of as soon as we can because we know the costs are going to go up. So they did a fantastic job getting it ordered ahead of time as well.
Let's talk about the action on non-conforming property. Talk about that just a little bit.
Certainly. A couple of years ago, city council modified the ordinances relating to property, and we did a massive rebuild of the ordinances, and it took a huge amount of time to get it organized and all completed. And one of the things that happened is we removed the R4 category, and basically the R4 category allowed folks to put mobile homes on a standard lot and just put the mobile home in it. And when we removed the R4 category, basically the city said, you can't do that anymore. You can only put mobile homes in mobile home parks. That was the result of the change, largely. However, across the community, we have a number of areas where we have mobile homes on single lots, and we're definitely not going to force people to move all those into mobile home parks. And so then that creates what's called a non-conforming property. And in this case, we had on West 6th Street, one of those scenarios, and this happens to have, there were two lots, both pretty big lots. And then one of the lots had a kind of a small stick-built normal home on it. And then the other lot had two mobile homes on it, one of which is in pretty bad shape and probably needs to be, you know, destroyed. But the other one was in rehabable condition. So anyway, the owner wants to split those two lots into three sort of slightly smaller lots and then put a mobile home on each of those lots and then leave the stick-built house where it is. Very logical in a time when we need more housing options. And since that whole area has quite a number of mobile homes in similar states all around it, the council decided that it was logical to go ahead and permit that. And so we'll be moving forward with that project. And it's not going to change the character of the neighborhood. In fact, it's going to improve the character because we're going to see two newer, better mobile homes in place on their own lots. And, you know, it'll just be more housing for North Platte, which is what we need.
100%. I mean, that's been a big topic for just everyone, is the housing need in North Platte. I definitely agree. Housing's big. Hey, continue on our conversation. Let's talk about the first micro-TIF study by the city staff that was accepted by the council.
That's right. You might recall that the micro-TIF legislation has been updated a little bit, I think, every year for the past few years. And the city council recently accepted the latest updates to our local ordinances. And one of the provisions of micro-TIF is that, like any other TIF project, it has to be hosted in an area that's considered blighted and substandard. And in this particular case, we had a developer who was wanting to come in and completely rehab this area that's almost right next to where we're sitting here, which is the Elms Lodge. I don't think anyone would argue that the Elms Lodge needs to be rehabbed. It's been in decay for quite some time. And so we're excited about having a developer come in and want to do it. And that developer wanted to make use of some micro-TIF funds to help pay for the redevelopment of that property. And to do that, we had to create the study and declare it blight and substandard. And oftentimes, if you're just micro-TIFing a very small, you know, one house or something like that, it's the study doesn't have to be very... very big by any means. And this was quite a bigger area. And so the city staff, we had some internal debates about, should we help the developer with this or should we just let them go at their own. And we decided that it would be a good idea, kind of as an experiment, to go ahead and actually do one of these studies so we could decide how we're going to build the application going forward. And so Judy Clark did a fantastic job, and Bill Trzynski, a city attorney, in sort of developing a process by which we might declare areas blight and substandard in the future for the purpose of micro-TIF. And so they did a really nice study, and they covered all the requirements from the unicameral level, and the council accepted it last night. And then the next agenda item turned around and approved the micro-TIF for the Elms Lodge on a 5-2 vote, which was very good. So we're excited about having the Elms Lodge in redevelopment, and the property is going to be improved, and it's going to be good for North Platte. So if you're sitting there at Merrick's or sitting there at Taco John's, you know, you're going to see some construction here over the next year or so. And the developer that's we're embarking on this project kind of specializes in rehabbing, let's call it, poorly maintained places. They've got some experience from doing this all across the state, and we've seen pictures of some of the areas that they've rehabbed, and they end up looking very nice. So we're looking forward to a nice product here at the Elms Lodge.
Lastly, we have you on the agenda. Tomorrow's the big day, the high school baseball game here. I know North Platte will play their first ever home game. They welcome to Aurora. How excited are we for that?
Yes, that's going to be great. It's going to be great. Very exciting. Of course, there was one game here, but it was actually the Maxwell St. Pat's team that was considered the home team there. So this will be the North Platte High School's first home game. Billwood Field, it's senior night, so that starts at 3:45, I believe, tomorrow afternoon. And, of course, like you said, the game is against Aurora. The admission is free. Nebraska Land Bank is serving food for a free will donation. And the donation will go to the Class of 2024 project. I understand they have a pretty cool project they're working on. The game starts at 4 o'clock. I understand that Dr. Todd Rhodes will be throwing out the first pitch, which is very exciting. I'm just going to advise Dr. Rhodes that he make sure he practices a little bit, because having thrown out the first pitch a couple times, if you haven't thrown a baseball much in the past few years, you want to practice a little bit. Otherwise, you know, you might, I don't know, take out somebody in the stands or something like that, which, of course, would be bad. So, Dr. Rhodes, take a minute and practice. I really recommend it.
Should be a fun time tomorrow. It's going to be beautiful weather.
It is going to be beautiful. Great day for baseball.
Well, wrapping up our conversation with North Platte Mayor Brandon Keller. Any final thoughts?
No, we're coming into another exciting summer here. Of course, Nebraska Land Days is starting to heat up a little bit. There'll be some exciting announcements. If you haven't been down the one ways, you'll notice that we're back in road construction season, which is always exciting for North Platte. The guys that are working on the Jeffers Street project, boy, they're really moving. I don't know if you've been down there, but they've got quite a bit of pavement in already, and they're tearing up clear up basically from Phillip down to B right now, and looking forward to a great product there as they move down the street.
Well, perfect there, Mayor. Thanks for taking the time for joining us, and have a great rest of your day.
You too.
Hey, folks, more coming up in just a couple minutes.